Welcome, dear heart friends, to the Heart Share class for August 2022. Tonight we have a wonderful heart stream from Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst. They are the archangels of the violet flame of the seventh ray, and they gave this wonderful message during the Wesak Festival at Mount Shasta, California in May of this year. And it is, they do a planetary clearance, which is pretty stupendous. So they're going to bathe us in violet light. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, and to give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or you can join us in prayer as well. I will read our mission and vision statements and see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now please turn to the song page of your invitation that you received by email or in the regular snail mail, and we'll read the prayer together for tonight. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we're going to sing the song for tonight together. It is song number 154, Zadkiel, Archangel Dear. It's on your invitation. As we sing, visualize violet light radiating out from the sun to each of us, to our homes, surrounding us in dazzling light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God, and of Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst lifting us up and invigorating us. And now we'll have the song.
Zadkiel, Archangel dear, friend divine, blaze your great light rays now here, to our souls now refined, legions of your seventh ray, transmuting God's I Am name, all zest and perfection with your blessed direction, expand now on earth freedom slain, Zadkiel, Archangel friend, Lord of the seventh ray, raise every soul with God's love, raise them in light today, Amethyst Archangel dear, bathe all in mercy's pure love, through forgiveness and patience we feel your sweet radiance descending by grace from above, Zadkiel, servant of God. Alchemy is your way, laser like violet in you, transmutes by freedom's ray, amethyst shakti. sees the bright, washing our planet in joy. We invoke your great legion to bless every region as God's alchemy you employ. Zadkiel, archangel dear, amethyst friend divine, blaze your great light rays now here to our souls now refine. Legions of your seventh ray, transmuting God's I am name. All is less than perfection with your blessed direction. Expand now on earth, freedom slain. Zadkiel, archangel friend, Lord of the seventh ray, grace every soul with God's love, raise them in light today. Amethyst, archangel dear, bathe all in mercy's pure love. Through forgiveness and patience we feel your sweet radiance descending by grace from above. Zadkiel, servant of God, alchemy is your way. Laser like violet in you transmutes by freedom's ray. Amethyst, Shakti, so bright, washing our planet in joy. We invoke your great legion to bless every region as God's alchemy you employ.
Now, before we start the heart stream, I wanted to remind you, Philip is going to mute everyone. Oh, they're already muted, he says. If you need to speak, when it's your turn to answer a question, or you have something you desire to say, press star 6, and then when you're done speaking, press star 6 again to mute yourself again when you're finished. And at the end of the lesson, Dwin is going to be giving announcements of upcoming activities and events in the Heart Center, and then we'll have our prayer time. So now we're going to go ahead with the Heart Stream, and the title of it is Zadkiel and Amethyst Bathe Mount Shasta and the Earth in Sacred Fire.
Precious hearts, whose love is indomitable, whose spirit is infinite, and whose hearts beat as one within the eternal presence of God, that you now feel within a greater glory field of light, as you ascend in consciousness to behold your God presence face to face. We, the archangels, are there, coaxing you higher to aspire to perfection, perfection of your hearts, one with the eternal, perfection of your minds, clear and present and true to divine wisdom, present in your wills, always attentive to God's will, and glorifying God through all of the actions that you engage in life upon earth. As you have prayed and sung tonight, a great conflagration of sacred fire has occurred within the atmosphere over Shasta, as well as throughout California.
Now we're going to have question number one. Dwin, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, and the question is, why is Mount Shasta important? Take it away, Dwin.
Okay. Well, Mount Shasta is the crown chakra of California, and it is located 80 miles from the Oregon border. There is a distinct vortex and ley lines around the mountain that resonate very specific frequencies that catalyze and transform in unique and purposeful ways. Many people believe Mount Shasta is one of the most powerful and high-frequency places on Earth and give violet flame prayers from different organizations. Mount Shasta has a comfortable vibration as a result and is helping to hold the balance for the West Coast and the world. Saint Germain appeared to Guy Ballard on Mount Shasta over 80 years ago and initiated Guy Ballard, thus began a lineage stemming from the books of Blavatsky, the I Am Movement, the Bridge to Freedom, the Summit Lighthouse, and the Heart Center, and also the distribution center of Omran Mikhail Ivanov's books right here in Mount Shasta. So we're grateful for that. And these are all alive and well in Mount Shasta today. I'll just mention one other thing. I recently read a book by Peter Mount Shasta. Now, he was named Peter. I mean, he was named Mount Shasta, Peter Mount Shasta, and met Saint Germain on the mountain. And actually, he was going to be leaving the area. And he said, no, he said he didn't want to leave, even though he didn't want to change his name. But no, I don't think that was it. I think that he, and Saint Germain said, this is your name. And so he took it, Peter Mount Shasta. And he has written these four books that are just absolutely fabulous and have wonderful stories. And David really likes these books as well. And they're all available in our bookstore. And the one I got is It Is What It Is, Further Adventures of a Western Mystic. And it's very entertaining and very fun and uplifting, and it's great. So anyway, we are grateful here in Mount Shasta for having so many opportunities to dip into the light here and there. And it's quite a wonderful place to be, and now that we're building more community, it's just wonderful. So that's what I have.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go on with the heart stream.
And then expanded throughout the west coast of these United States and beyond, as many of you have visualized. And there is an action that has occurred of intercession from heaven for mankind upon earth to quell the forces of darkness and to reinstall upon earth all the essentials for the onset of an Aquarian culture of love and light, a divine architecture of the spirit that when seen, understood, and precipitated will, dearest ones, result in that which you have dreamed of, that which you have desired in your hearts, even for thousands of years, that which all the ascended hosts and the great silent watchers continue to hold in their mind's eye for mankind upon earth. Now we raise you above the earth in consciousness into the holy city to perceive what is already transpiring and etheric planes of being, so that you may see the glories of God, the results of ascendant master co-creativity with the Elohim, the archangels, the nine choirs of angels, and all light beings throughout this sector of your galaxy.
And now I'm going to tell about who the nine choirs of angels are. This is from directly from the Bible. They are seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. You can find these names in a prayer that is on page 3 of the Rosary of Faith in our Heart-Centered Decree book, which is 9.014 in the Heart-Centered Decree book. And these wonderful groups of angels are different squadrons, if you will, of heavenly beings available for work wherever they are sent. So you can call to them by name or just call to the 9 choirs of angels to assist you in any endeavor that you desire to invoke angelic help. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
Indeed, blessed ones, the sun presence of the Lord of Lords and Lord of Hosts within the holy city is a blazing diamond-like fire that is stupendous. And as the Christ of every ascended master is now manifest as an egregore of light, there is the empowerment of all within heaven to now flash forth that fire into the earth for the transmutation of what you have called forth through your invocations, of what you have seen in your mind's eye, of what you have envisioned with love, with intent, and with God consciousness.
And now Maria will answer, what does the word egregore mean? This is an unusual word, so I'm sure you had to look it up. I know I did. Go ahead, Maria. Press star 6.
You are right. I thought this was an easy-peasy kind of a question, though I didn't understand what it was. But anyway, I looked in my book that I always refer to as mine, and I couldn't find anything with egregore, but then I had spelled it wrong when I wrote it down. To look for it, I wrote egregore with an A, and of course I couldn't find anything with it. I went to the library and I couldn't find anything either. And so I said, I went back home and I looked at the heart stream again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I pressed something wrong here. Sometimes I have to wash my fingers. Anyway, I came home and I looked at the word and it starts with an E. And I said, oh, egregore. Okay, so anyway, according to Wikipedia, I had to research it. An egregore is an occult concept representing a certain non-physical being that arises from the collective thought to a distinct group of people. From the language had.com, it almost the same is an occult concept representing a thought form or collective group mind or an autonomous psychic entity made up of and influencing the thought of a group of people. So anyway, this is an old word, and in 1968, somebody called Eliphas Levi, in his book The Great Mystery, he identifies egregore as with the tradition concerning the Watchers. Also, the French poet Victor Hugo, in the words called The Legend of Ages in 1859, this was earlier, an earlier work, and from the Greek work of, the Greek work called it Watchers. The concept was also used by Rosicrucians in the Book of Enoch. Also, the term was, the Watchers referred to a great angel-like spirit. and continuing the search in this place called the languagehub.com, I read that the concept of the egregore as a group thought form was developed in works of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. This word also appeared in Daniel Andrejev's works, the Rosa Myra, say, as representing a shiny cloud-like spirit associated with the church. So I heard in a heart stream, I know the master has used this term several times, and I heard that the Christ of every ascended master is now manifested as an egregore of light. Okay, and so Saint Germain has used the term egregore, the word egregore, several times.
Great, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did a lot of work. I'm proud of you. Yeah, sometimes the masters use language that we're unfamiliar with, but it is particularly descriptive in a way that they intend for us to stretch ourselves a bit to come up higher and embrace some of these higher teachings.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I'm really glad to be in this because I learned a lot.
Learned a lot. Well, that's great. Okay, well, let's press *6 and go on with the heart stream now.
Four blessed ones, the collaboration of heaven and earth is here and now within this household and within many temples of light throughout the earth. And there is through this amalgamation of divine energies and frequencies a precipitation of a great, transformative, cosmic, geometric light wave that now we, the archangels, send forth throughout the earth for a miracle action of light on behalf of all light bearers, light workers, light sharers. Alia Pane Zuia Te Gloria Nezu Dravale Ape Naviate Ape Aviate Zugrale To Vamiate Mena Joji Agrezu, hey, la, va, grane. Dearest ones, in an ancient angelic tongue, we have sent forth now engrams of sacred fire, formulas of light that will be embedded in the lives of many thousands of light workers in coming days, weeks, and months for an acceleration of the Aquarian model to descend first within their higher minds, then within their conscious minds as God men and women, and then out pictured through the alchemy of love as it is restored upon earth through you, and you. Your beloved Saint Germain and Portia have worked such an alchemy this night that if you could see it, dearest ones, you would be amazed at what has gone forth from seven different retreats of the Universal White Brotherhood and the etheric planes that are quelling darkness and firing many more to awaken unto the truth of this time, of the essentials of what are to be understood by those who are awakening to the shenanigans of the dark ones, false prophecies set forth especially by the World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergers and others. And dearest ones, point counterpoint, we set in motion through the work of K-17, Archangel Michael and Faith, and the hosts of the Lord, actions which will result in the fortifications necessary for the demise of the entire superstructure of the Dark Ones' plans and concoctions moving forward for 7 years, blessed ones.
I wanted to tell about what the World Economic Forum is. It's an organization based in Switzerland. It's headed by Klaus Schwab, and they seek to influence leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. They're the ones responsible for creating Agenda 2021 and Agenda 2030. And the World Economic Forum is run by big banks and large corporations. And behind all of that is the Illuminati, who fancy themselves the movers and shakers of the world, the globalists who think they own everything and should own everything and should make all the decisions for mankind. So they're the ones responsible for coming up with the ideas that, you know, in 2030, when we're gone through the Great Reset and everything, we will own nothing and be happy. That's what Klaus Schwab has stated in some of his speeches. So they want to be in charge of everything and everybody. And then Zadkiel also mentioned the Bilderbergers, and this is they're the New World Order puppet masters, the American and European elites of business and industry. They meet annually in secret and make decisions to influence how things operate in this world, and they're intensely involved also with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and others like them, and the WHO and other groups who desire to control what everything mankind does and thinks. That's enough for now.
You see, when many of you come together as one voice in sessions such as these, no matter what Ascended Master movement you are a part of, there is, through your collaboration, a magnanimous manifestation of God glory through your oneness, through the unity field of beingness that you enter within the room that has been sanctified by the presence of God within you. And therefore, we can do greater work. Miracles may ensue, and blessed hearts, you are also the benefactor within your own causal Buddhic and Atmic bodies of this action, for you were here. Think, dearest ones, of what it was like to be there at the signing of the Declaration of Independence for the United States of America, or for that sacred document on the Mayflower, or others throughout the ages, where those who were called by God engaged in a collaborative work that was beyond the ken of one or two individuals. It was, dearest ones, a powerful action of the sacred entering the domain of man upon earth through the causal body momentums pooled as a cosmic resource and working toward a great God ideal, yea, a high ideal. While I say that you are all now engaged in this great high ideal that is manifesting upon earth and a greater action of the sacred fire, and when you resolve to be a part of it in an ongoing way through constancy and through this collaborative work, we will amplify the sacred fire in your midst and do more than you know, dearest ones, to provide an impetus and a glory of God to move forward the divine plans of the heavenly hosts.
And now we're going to have a question. What is the multiplication factor and how does it work? Donna, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to ask. Ask and you shall receive. Remember that one? Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. So you must ask to get the multiplication, period. If you are decreeing with a group of people, then it will be multiplied by the amount of people that are decreeing there if you don't ask for a special multiplication. You can actually ask angels to decree with you and ask for the multiplication of the amount of angels that were with you. You could even do that. Now, we have in our decree book and on our website, if you don't have a decree book, a special decree, 70.012. And if you don't have a decree book, you can go to the website and look at the top of our first page, the home page. It's a white line, and on the left side, I think it's the second one, it says broadcast. You hit that and go down to songs and decrees. And then you go to the decree of 70.012. Two pages of multiplication. Now also, you can also ask to be, for your decrees to be multiplied by past dispensations. And we have had many past dispensations. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. This is a great blessing, and it's something that's, it's easy to forget about. So when, even if you're just, you know, one, two, three people together, the power of three times three is nine. So three people together praying has the power of nine, even without any of the additional multiplication factors that you mentioned. This is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to get together from time to time at our conferences and our workshops, is for this multiplication factor, so our prayers have much more impact in the world. And now we'll go on with the heart stream.
Now I announce to you that also in answer to an invocation by one of you, the Lord Omritas from the violet planet descends now into the atmosphere of the earth and has brought with him 144,000 of the saints of that planet to amplify the violet fire around the world, within the atmosphere, within the oceans, upon the landed areas, and also deep within the earth. And there is an inculcation to the very core of the earth of such a concentrated action of the violet fire that it is transformative and a greater manifestation than many could have imagined were possible until this moment. Blessed ones, we choose Wesak on the morrow as that point of the delivery of this action.
And now Dwin is going to tell us, what is Wesak? Go ahead, Dwin.
Thank you. I'm unmuted now?
Yes.
Well, Wesak is celebrated annually on the first full moon of May. And Buddhists commemorate the birth and enlightenment of Gautama Buddha. Wesak is the high point of the spiritual year in Buddhism. Legend speaks of a ceremony in which the Buddha, the Christ, and enlightened beings at the heart of all faiths, deliver a special blessing to the world. As we link with this event, a great channel of light is created and uplifts all life as we celebrate Wesak in Mount Shasta. prayer, song, and meditation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
Yet it is foreshadowed right now, blessed hearts, because of your coming together this night. And there is the turning of worlds, within the earth itself, and a great God manifestation of this action from the violet planet that results in the etheric plane descending as physically as it can from the heaven world into the earth as molecules of cosmic violet light of the seventh ray descend into a precipitated action of light. And blessed ones, the glory of this manifestation is such that all elemental life will feel it. All elemental life will rejoice. All the gnomes, salamanders, sylphs, and undines will be raised, and the resurrection light within them will indeed manifest in a powerful manifestation in all of the nature kingdom. You will see the teeming of light essences, if you can see with your inner vision, amongst the trees, amongst the plants, throughout the nature kingdom, and all of the elementals rejoice and sing, as it were, the new song of Aquarius. And this is the action of the miracle manifestation of the seventh wave and light now, surpassing all expectations of many Ascended Master students. For blessed ones, when the great ones from other systems come, they bring that with them retinue of cosmic beings who are masters at precipitation, masters at alchemy, masters at all manner of the divine sciences of the spirit and the solar sciences that will be a part of the golden crystal age to come, which is even now dawning within your own being, each one. As you arise each morning and feel the specificity of the golden crystal age precipitated within your own bloodstream and your spiritual blood already golden, liquid light of the Christ within you, imagine, dearest ones, what you can do as God men and God women within your calls, your invocations, your fiery prayers of light, such as you have engaged in this night. You are more than you know you are, blessed hearts. The God within you is infinite, is dynamic, is all powerful. Yet you settle for less often. You imagine a vain thing here and there, looking upon what is transpiring in the temporary world around you that is not the real world that we see, that we behold in the heavens. So I adjure you, blessed ones, to recreate your mindsets, your paradigms, to always maintain your vision in a high and mighty field of perfection's glory, envisioning the golden age, seeing it and all manner of cosmic manifestations, and projecting these with conscious attention into the television screens, so that even though many are unaware of the alchemical work that you engage in, they will somehow catch fire and know that there is something going on the inner. They will feel the shift and the change. They will know the dynamism that something upon earth is blowing in the wind and is not gone. It is here to stay. While I say that if we, the archangels, have anything to say about it, we will deliver the goods day after day, Saturday night after Saturday night, and you will feel the impulses of the cosmic energies of the seventh ray manifesting in such a glory that you, each one, will be changed from glory unto glory. You will feel a divine imposition of a new responsibility to be God men and women, to no longer dwell within your human egoic self, to feel your God presence as a tangible reality that you now sustain through your conscious attention upon it, and that you are raised through the Holy Spirit empowerment of divine love that now presses itself into your very molecules, into the cells of your vital beings. You have read the stories of Godfrey and Saint Germain, so near and dear to this place. Well, dearest ones, did you think that heaven would leave you in a sense of limitation after reading these stories of glory? Nay, we raise you into the self-same identification with what Godfrey, David Lloyd, and many others experienced, where they drank the precipitated nirvanic essences of those alchemical elixirs of light projected by cosmic beings into that crystal chalice that was given here and there to those who qualified through the humility and love of their hearts.
Now Lenore is going to tell us, where can you find the stories of Godfrey and Saint Germain that the master is talking about? Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay. Yes, these stories which Godfrey Ray King, the pen name for Guy Ballard, stories of his trips with Saint Germain to lost civilizations in South America and the Sahara, you know, in his finer bodies, and also some trips to, you know, fantastic caverns below the surface of the earth to places near the Grand Tetons, Yellowstone, and Mount Shasta, where ancients had great secrets held there. So the way this came about is Guy Ballard was hiking in Northern California when he met Saint Germain on the side of Mount Shasta. And Saint Germain revealed all these things to him, which had been held in secret and sacredly guarded for many centuries, awaiting the cosmic moment for mankind's awakening. So these experiences are in the books called, there's three of them, called Unveiled Mysteries, The Magic Presence, and the I Am Discourses. And these were put out by the Saint Germain Foundation, I believe in the 1930s. And you can still order them from the Saint Germain Foundation. And I looked on Amazon and you can get them there as well. So it's one of those things that you may read and then 10, 15 years later, or whenever, you go, you know what, I need to read that book again. Or 3 years later, well, it's this kind of thing you can go back to it. And I'm ready to read them again, especially Unveiled Mysteries. I think that's the one that has a lot of these stories about these trips with Saint Germain. So that's that.
Great. Thank you, Lenore. I'd like to tell my own little story about those books as well. The very first book I read in this lifetime about ascended masters was The Magic Presence. And it was years ago when I was in college, and I was just a young thing, 19, I think, and I was in the library looking for interesting things to read. I was very much into reading all kinds of metaphysical texts at that point in my life, searching for truth and meaningful things. And I saw that title, it kind of hopped out at me, and I said, oh, that sounds interesting. So I pulled it off the shelf and I sat down and I started reading. And I read and read and read and read, and before I know it, I had missed the call for dinner. I'd been there all day and read the whole book from cover to cover. And that drew me to the Summit Lighthouse group in Colorado Springs, which is where I was living at the time. How convenient. And started attending services at the sanctuary there in Colorado Springs with Mark and Elizabeth Prophet years ago. But that book, The Magic Presence, is what drew me into this activity years and years ago. And now we'll complete the heart stream?
Well, I say now, a chalice of light is given to each of you by an angel of the sacred fire this night, and I ask you now to hold it and to drink this elixir of dynamism and God power. And as the holy quintessence of this electronic fire, liquid light descends into your life stream, you are raised in ascension's currents, nevermore to behold your lesser self as a part of you, as a part of who you truly are. You are God men and God women, endowed with the infinite presence of the Holy of Holies, locked within your heart, within that indomitable threefold flame that is a replica of the Maxon light and the great central sun and the altar thereupon.
And now Lenore is going to tell us, what is the Maxon light?
Yes, this is a definition from the dictionary that we have on our website under teachings and blogs. And then on the drop-down menu, there's foundational teachings. And then you go across and there's a fantastic dictionary that I wasn't aware of for a long time. And I really wanted to make you aware of that. Anyway, the Maxon light, it says, the unfed eternal flame that resides on the central altar of God and the great central sun, and also in all etheric retreats of the universal great white brotherhood. The facsimile of this flame burns within us, within the crystal or secret chamber of our hearts, as our individualized threefold flame, akin to the fleur-de-lis, colored in blue, yellow, and pink, and focusing divine power, wisdom, and love.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now we'll complete the heart stream.
Think on this, blessed ones. That eternal spark of God lives, moves, and has its eternal beingness within you. When you focus upon this, you can no longer live as docile human animals. You are God creatures of the highest order. You are ascending daily into the infinite presence of the Eternal One. Now that you know your origin and your destiny, it is incumbent upon you to live in that eternality, in that spirit most holy, hour by hour, moment by moment, locked into God, knowing your path of light, your divine plan, as a fulfilled, momentous, and powerful vision and mission now ensconced within your mind's eye. O holy ones, we come to some who are ready for this knowledge, this understanding, and this initiation. And if you consider yourselves worthy, ready, and able to take the reins of God power in your life, and to co-create with us and with many ascended masters aspects of the new age that must dawn immediately through your sacred work, then we will bestow again and again in initiations that many of you will experience privately the essentials that will result in the fulfillment of all that you came to earth to both consider and then to agree to, and then to act upon consciously. As the angel who gave you the crystal chalice now also hovers above you, each one, he or she taps your crown chakra with a wand of light, almost like an angelic Tinkerbell. And there is the flashing forth of a cosmic momentum of God consciousness, divine awareness that will bring you up, up, up into the light to know the glory of God in your meditations, in your visualizations. Your hearts will remain on fire so long as you hold the Lord God within you, indomitable through adoration and a new consecrated life. Oh, blessed hearts, feel the impulses now that this initiation result in as the Holy Spirit's energies teem through your cells and move through even the structure of your physical temple. This endowment is our gift, this blessing that we provide is due unto you as initiates. And even though you may be new on this path somewhat, I can assure you that you have qualified from past lifetimes to receive it. Write your stories of glory. Connect with those of like mind and heart wherever you live. Agree to new alchemies that you work on together. Plan and promote the Ascended Master's vision for America and the world week after week through sessions such as these and others that you co-create together that may look differently yet have the same high ideal as the end result. We are not intent upon making you in any way conform to one organization, one system. Dearest ones, there is room for all within heaven who simply love God with their entire beings and have consecrated their lives to a holy cause of planetary freedom. If you feel a part of this holy family, then I say, work while ye have the light. Work while ye have the light. Work while ye have the light in your midst. We are Zachiel and Amethyst. And now, through a sprinkling of Amethyst joy in your midst, we seal you in this sacred energy field. And we say adieu. God bless you. God keep you. God be always with and within you. Thank you.